This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes.
General, would you care to step outside?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
Good. That having been said, I think I kicked out of physical therapy yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. Not for anything bad. You just said that,
Were they having physical therapy in an Applebee's?
That busboy had it coming, and he fucking knew it. I'm not getting any better. Though, she said, look, you only have
really?
So many... Yeah, she goes, you only have so many visits. Let's not waste these visits. Go talk to the surgeon. So I got kicked out of physical therapy.
Yeah, that's always one of those things when you're finally like, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm only here because you made me do this.
Yeah.
I know I need a knife.
That having been said, my shoulder hurts.
So you went from fucked to royally fucked.
Oh, man. It's so bad. And this is the best I've ever behaved while being injured.
All right.
Well, but, you know, I mean, to be fair, this is the best you've ever behaved in your life.
This is true. This is very true. Very true. And I still have 3 more weeks of no adult supervision.
Right. I'm shocked that you're not doing this podcast from your holding cell in the drunk tank.
Oh, man. Hey, so what's the master plan over there, T, for the moving?
Oh, man. Welcome to the locker room, I guess.
I thought Marco was going to do that right before he asked you a question.
I know.
I was like here's the perfect spot.
That was the perfect spot.
For Marco to get saved. And that having been said, welcome to the locker room podcast. I'm Marco. Blah, 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 blah.
Marco said, don't tell me what to do.
I said, we covered this 2 episodes ago. Gen X, motherfuckers. Don't tell me what to do.
I have to go up ahead of the family, get started at my new place. Then, if you can believe this, so the news will be quick to tell you, and maybe you people that aren't in California won't know this, but if you're in California,
what do you mean,
you people? I walked into that one.
What do you mean, you people? Oh, I think he froze on us.
Oh, he froze.
Hold on, so I can see if it's
really good right there.
Best face right there. I did.
Oh, that sweet.
It was like that.
Okay, am I back?
Okay, so we picked.
Oh, geez, man.
We last left off. You were throwing around racial slurs. And continue.
That's your first.
No, he's just being a dick and not moving.
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
Is he being a dick or is he frozen again?
No, we never know. So it's actually cheaper to rent a one-way truck. You look on the website, look on the internet anywhere, and it'll tell you there's no mass exodus out of California. Californians aren't leaving. There's plenty of people in California. Look at the real estate market. Yet a one-way truck from San Francisco to Phoenix versus Phoenix to San Francisco. Phoenix to San Francisco is about $300 or $400. San Francisco to Phoenix, about $3,000.
Okay. And when you say get a truck, you mean just like go to U-Haul or whatever,
yeah.
Get a truck. And that's
the rental one-way
that
truck?
doesn't count the, you still have to pay miles and.
No. So on a one-way truck, it's unlimited mileage.
Oh, okay. So you just
basically give you the truck for 6 days.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, it was 5 days unlimited miles. And even though like the trip is a 24 hour trip, 26 hours in a slower moving truck. but they give you 5 days to accomplish it. So there's basically just take your time, catch the scene. And then on the website, it's like, no, take your time. You know, saying like, see some sights, enjoy right. the enjoy the road.
That's a don't ridiculous. Crash, don't crash a truck. That's a ridiculous spread. 3,000 versus 300.
Yeah. Now, yeah. What I can you believe it? Okay. So first it was, hey, what does it cost to have movers come? And then I got the got the quote and I went, no, that's
no. Yeah. Oh, that's how the other half lives. That's right. That sounds lovely.
This one paid for movers and 2 26-foot trucks to move 4 blocks. I shit you not. The house God we live in right her. Now is 4 blocks wow, away from
God bless her.
Where she lives. God, she's like, God, I don't want to do anything.
Her. God bless her. Yeah. I could not afford $10,000.
Yeah.
The lowest I got was $6,800 to have movers come out, but they were sketchy as hell. And there were those people that were going to like tell me when we got there, they'd be like, oh, we went through a weigh station on the way up here and we're overweight and you got to pay a penalty of an extra $3,000 cash or we're not unloading your stuff off our truck.
Yeah.
That is a legit scam that's out there. So anyway, it's actually going to be cheaper. It's almost $6,000 to get a one-way truck. For me, it's going to be cheaper for me to fly from where I'm going to be living up in northern Idaho to fucking Las Vegas, Nevada, pick up a U-Haul in Las Vegas, Nevada, drive it to Southern California, pack up all my shit, and then drive it up to northern Idaho and unpack it and return it up there.
Wow.
So it is literally going to be, and I'm not kidding you, at least $2,000 cheaper. To Jesus. Rent a truck in Las Vegas because people are actually still you know going to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
People are
so you're getting a one way from Vegas to your new home.
Yeah, I'm gonna go one way from Vegas to northern Idaho by way of Southern California. So I'm gonna kind of make a J.
I like that by way of Southern California. We're gonna slight detour, folks. We're gonna,
we're gonna make a slight detour.
Wow,
through all the way northern down to Los Angeles County.
Yo, what's that drive? What's that drive distance? I mean, what's the time in the on the chair? So
I'm looking about 5 hours from Vegas to my house.
Is that going 55 or going 65 or go?
That's going. Be in a that's truck, going 55. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's going about 55, 65. Mm. It would. It's. I can probably get from Vegas to my house like with no chippies in like three hours and 45 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But the. I am not like this whole like, you know, enjoy yourself on the road. No, I want to get from point A to point fucking B.
Yep.
And be done.
Yeah, that's how I did it when I moved here.
And here's the really big bitch. Oh, you know what, this is a perfect opportunity for me to discuss with you guys, and because we have really no topic. We sort of do. Marco has something fun.
Yeah.
But this is just we're throwing they're throwing me a bone.
And, well, and honestly,
not making me come up with a bunch of shit because my whole house is backed up. You know what I'm
saying? Wait, this one's better. Oh my god!
Can you get
camera? Don't fail me now.
This is great. Every time Thomas freezes, we're taking a picture, a screenshot of that.
We're fucking posting these,
and we're posting these. Man, I got. I'll send you the other ones too.
Okay, so. God, that one's good.
No. So, long story longer, if you can believe that.
You're pulling a Marco, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the other bitch is there is no middle point for me. There is no middle point. I can either drive like a really short day to a buddy's house the first day and then drive a long ass way the second day, or I can drive a long ass way the second day and then a really short day or a long ass day the first day and a really short day the second day because my other buddy is like 2/3 of the way there. So I have a buddy that's only 1/3 of the way there, and then I have a buddy that's only 2/3. Nobody's in the fucking middle because guess what? There is nothing in between.
No, there's nothing.
Now, don't get me wrong. This is why I'm moving. I want this whole nothing in between. This is like a buffer zone between me and the rest of the world.
That's crazy. Oh, it's 24 hours. It was 25 hours, 26 hours, whatever it was for me. But there's a whole bunch of shit in between.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of, and I did the first leg. What's the longest leg? I did 14 hours, and it was in New Mexico, Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And then which is right outside of El Paso, and then that's it. Just did the second leg the second day. So, but fuck. Yeah,
for dude. Me, it's gonna be, you know, leaving California into Nevada, and then driving straight up into the panhandle, or it's actually recommending to take the large truck through Washington. So I may end up doing that. See Washington State, mine as well, right? Just as long as I don't go anywhere near Portland. So
yeah, fuck that place.
Yeah, that place is hot right now.
I just, speaking of don't go anywhere near Portland, we've talked about generations and Gen X and millennials. Mm-hmm. I am so hopeful. Buoyed.
Oh, even.
Oh yeah, same.
Coming
up, exactly what? Where we're going with this. Yep.
Yeah. What? We have gotten so many messages from mm-hmm. listeners of this podcast that say,
we don't have listeners.
"Hey, we have at least six of them."
Because there's more than that.
Confirms yeah. six. We have six listeners and a bunch of drunken assholes in the stories. keep them coming, by the way.
So there's Metallica guy.
Right, there's one. Hey, Metallica.
My mom.
Oh, awesome.
At least one person at my old job where Matt still is at. By the way, anyway, did you like your flag? Is it still on your desk?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. So for those of you that didn't see our post on social media, I had a little stick flag, like the little, you know, fabric stick flags that you get on 4th of July that I saved from the trash. And Matt and I are both very, like, very sentimental about the flag, period, end of story. And so I saved it from the trash and taped it above my desk. So I had this little tiny, you know, 3x5 or 4x6 flag flying above my desk for years. And then when I was taking apart my desk and boxing up my stuff, I didn't know what to do with this sad little flag, and I wasn't going to drive out to the Boy Scouts just to give them a little stick flag to properly dispose of. So I shit you not, Marco, I took it and I folded it properly into a triangle and I presented it to Matt.
But if I was there, I'd be like, hold on, before you do this, you need to bring it over to me so I can make a miniature shadow box for this miniature right. flag.
Oh, well,
yeah, no, we've been getting a lot of messages.
We've been getting a lot of messages from millennials who are millennials in name only, like just because of the years they were born. But they look at what a typical millennial is depicted as. And they are just like, they're like the Uncle Toms of millennials, right? They're just, they hate millennials bad.
And a lot of them, like our theory, either we talked about this in the last podcast or we talked about it in a group message thing, but our theory kind of holds true that I would say 97% of the messages, because I'm sure there's a couple of city slickers in there, are all like older millennials in the rural areas that, you know, middle America, grew up working on a farm, grew up, you know, being a man's man and whatnot. And then there's some people that didn't even realize they were millennials and had to look it up and are very upset now. We got a message yesterday. It says, hello guys, gals, cat, dog, transformer, whatever you identify as, haha. Serious note, listen to your guys' recent locker room. Fuck, man, I got pissed talking about millennials, about the years you were born. Fuck, man, I'm a goddamn millennial. I had to look that shit up. I thought I was Gen X. Nope, fuck me, man, born in 89. And then he sent a follow-up message. I do not associate with these fucktards.
Wait, so if you're a millennial, but you didn't know you were a millennial and you hate millennials, is that like that Dave Chappelle sketch about the black white supremacist who was blind and didn't know he was black?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly.
By the way, back when we could still have fun and comedy was legal, Dave Chappelle did an amazing sketch. Go watch it. It's fucking, it's phenomenal.
On his first episode, right. Like second sketch, fired
came
off with
out
that one.
Swinging.
I was like, mm-hmm. Yep.
Jokes, remember those?
Even his Netflix special Sticks and Stones, when he came, like he swung hard.
Yeah.
You know, so it was good. Anyway,
he actually recorded two of those here somewhere.
Did he?
Yeah, in Austin. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here. We're in three different heres.
Yep.
You're looking at now.
Yeah, you're looking at now.
What happened to then? I'm talking about now and what sorry, I'm talking about now and that movie and what it refers to. Dude, Thomas, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Matt, you're out because you don't like Star Wars and fuck you. So listen. Kylo Ren, right?
has Jesus Christ.
Has the fucking best temper tantrum I've ever seen in Star Wars. Only second by no yelling, fucking Anakin yelling at fucking, you know, at Obi-Wan at right before their fight scene, right? All right, so Kylo Ren has the fucking best. She gets away. You know?
Yeah, Darth Ren, Emo.
Darth Emo fucking finds out that the fucking scavenger fucking took off, and he snaps and fucking takes out his lightsaber and whacks the fuck out of that fucking machine. Now let's be real about this, Matt. I'm gonna go ahead and pull up your military expertise. And
with lightsabers, right, yes.
No,
they were in the Navy. Imperial Navy.
This is true. So I'm clear because I'm not all into like Star Trek like you guys. How dare you? The guy you're talking about, he's the hippie with the big ears, yeah?
Yeah, with the mask.
Yeah.
With the mask with the silver.
He's the one that looks like the do you ever watch the show Gold Rush about the guys in the Yukon?
Oh my god. He does look like him.
Looks just like that guy.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
All right, so he goes in the fucking temper tantrums, whips out his lightsaber and fucking destroys this fucking piece of equipment, like this fucking monitor. It whacks the fucking shit out of it. Now, man, I've never spent time on a ship or anything like that of the sort because, you know, I'm just not me. But isn't every piece of equipment on this ship kind of valuable and not there for cannon fodder to be smashed?
That's correct. It's there for a very specific reason.
So, Thomas, my theory is that you know what he fucking chopped up was Mr. Coffee.
He was in the galley just fucking shit up for the... He was in the enlisted galley.
Yes,
he wasn't gonna fuck with the officer's galley.
Yeah, so he had to fuck up a Mr. Coffee because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that he was in a fucking, you know, he was in a superstar destroyer, but it was a fucking piece of equipment that he's standing in front of, obviously doing something. Yeah. He fucking goes and hacks it the fuck away like a little bitch.
It was the VHS DVD combo player that they didn't need anymore.
That's what it was. Okay, and you know what? We are streaming now. We have streaming services.
Yeah, we're good. You know, we haven't.
I can already see the emails. Well, you know, you should know if you were on a ship that all those systems are backed up by redundancy and there's other systems that can back up that one system if it fails. Yeah, we know. That's not funny though.
Again, please go on Wikipedia and look up comedy. Once again, that is comedy.
Well, actually, guys.
Well, I hope you know that episode 97 is when you first saw the appearance of Super Emo Guy, and he comes out swinging because he is so mad.
But you know what? When you go to Wikipedia and you look up comedy on Wikipedia, it says comedy was a method of communicating.
Does it really?
No, but it should.
Oh, it should. Well, it could. You can change it on Wikipedia. So have at it.
Yeah.
Yo, he sold me. Thomas sold me on that one. I'm like, really? I started picking up my phone, looking up like Wikipedia comedy. about that.
You thought it was true, but it wasn't true. That's right. When you have a head full of useless information, you got to be careful and not like when we used to tell people stop signs with the white borders were optional.
Because
my dad was a cop, they believed me, and
I still say that.
Hey, hold on. We can't see white borders anymore. Oh, I guess you guys are fine. Okay, yeah, knock yourself out. I can only say the blanco outsides.
By the way, my tattoo looks amazing.
How's it healing? By the way,
it's healing great. It's itchy as hell. It's got some itchy as hell. It's got some, you know, ingrown hairs, but I'm good.
Put the Windex on it.
it's okay. I make lamb. Hey, so I just met a tattoo artist that's colorblind.
Wait, what? That's an electrician that's colorblind. That's you're just asking for an accident eventually.
Well, I mean, in all respects, he's colorblind, but he does black and gray work. He was like,
amazing. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Okay. Well,
it is amazing. Did you guys know that bulls are colorblind?
I did know that bulls are colorblind. It's the movement of the cape, not the color.
Right? So it doesn't matter. Yeah. You can fucking do a tie-dyed fucking peace-loving cape in front of that motherfucker, and it's not the color. It's the fucking shaking of it.
I give you props for standing in front of a bull and waving anything at it.
Did you
especially your penis?
Did you ever see the Mythbusters where they proved that bulls don't wreck China shops?
Yes, I did. Yes. That shit was fantastic. And I was sitting there I wasn't eating popcorn. I was thinking I was fucking whatever the fuck. I was eating like chips and shit like that. I was like waiting for chicharrones. Yeah, they were fresh chicharrones. By the way, not pork rinds. Fuck pork rinds.
What's wrong with pork rinds?
No. How dare you? Well, it's completely different. Pork rinds is what you guys tell yourselves is good. And chicharrones.
Well, chicharrones is like the actual meat, though, right?
So it's the skin with the meat. So like pork rinds is lean cut. It's the lean cut, you know, skin, and then, you know, deep fried, so it pops up puffy. Chicharron, they actually leave the top layer of the actual meat.
No, we had one of those roach coaches that would come by the shop for morning break every day at 9:15, and on Thursdays was chicharrones day
on the dog.
Oh yeah.
Did they ever have the chicharrones in like salsa verde? Like, you know what? Like they made. Oh, those are so fucking good. Metallica guy. Chicharron. That is C-H as in chi, then C-H-A, chicha, and then ron. Like, what do you think? Chicharron.
That just reminded me. Since we have no agenda tonight, we're just shooting the shit. That reminded me of a message we got. It was actually this morning at about 10 to 6 our time.
Well, hey, that lets the listeners know that Matt is actually on top of the fucking email game now.
That's right.
Like, the beginning of this motherfucker was like, I'm sorry. This was from when?
This was from today.
I don't get any emails, God damn it.
Like, so, nobody loves us. We don't ever get no mail.
And after I read this, it took me a second to realize what the fuck he was talking about, because I didn't know what he was talking about. But in all capital letters, fuck you. And I'm like, ooh. All right, here we go. Start, you know. Said Saint Anger is totally underrated and is what got me into metal when I was in elementary school. I'm 27, LOL. I'm hashtag triggered. Keep it up, guys. Really enjoying your shit.
I'm sorry. Back up. I'm sorry. I need you to. I'm sorry. Give me just. I want to make sure that before I respond. And Tom, I think Thomas is on deck. I think Thomas is loading right now.
I'm so offended.
Oh my god. So anyways,
but it took me a second. I'm like, Saint Anger is still, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. That's how much I forgot about that whole entire album that I didn't realize what he was talking about.
Can you
can you
read? I want this to be read one more time.
Yes,
Your Honor, can we have this read one more time?
One more time.
So, okay. Yes. So I can make sure that
trust me, we'll let you know when you can stop.
Okay. All capital letters. Fuck you.
Okay.
Saint Anger is totally underrated and is what got me into metal when I was in elementary school. I'm 27, LOL.
Done. Stop.
Okay.
Hold on. You mean to tell me that Saint Anger came out when he was in elementary school and he's 27 now? Are we burying the lead on this? When the fuck did Saint Anger get that old?
I don't think it's, I think it's the fact that we kind of got that old.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Those words are violent.
Now, what was the order? Cause I'll be honest, after their whole Black album, I kind of started to.
Sure. Yeah.
After that one was Load.
Yes. Or Load and Reload. Load,
Reload. And then was it Garage Inc? And
then
I think Saint Anger, but Symphony and Metallica was in there somewhere too.
Oh, wow.
I think they really hold on. No, this is for our listener.
Is this the crossroads?
Yes, absolutely. Because I'm telling this motherfucker we're gonna meet him at the crossroads because he's gotta go. You know what I'm saying? He's gotta go. You can't hit me with I'm 27 years old, right? I'm 27 years old, and Metallica was my introduction to fucking metal when I was like when that shit came out in like two.
But you know what? I, here's the thing. I have to welcome, you know, we're glad to have you. That's the thing. Just like millennials.
Yeah, you got to look at the big picture.
We're like, glad to have you.
We're glad exactly. that somebody got turned into the metal side of things.
Yeah, as long as he's on to Metallica. Because here's the thing. I didn't get into Metallica until Justice for All album. So Cliff Burton was already dead. But then my friends were like, oh, no, you got to hear this Cliff Burton motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you got to hear this shit from before.
So I'm down. As long as he's with us now, as long as he's on our side. It's all good. Mm-hmm. And we still get people asking about the Metallica song at the beginning of this podcast, too.
Is Saint Anger underrated?
Okay. Saint Anger is the Star Wars prequels of Metallica.
You go again with this goddamn Star Trek shit. Like, let's bring it over back onto my side of the world.
Okay.
So Saint Anger
is good if that's what you started with.
Saint Anger's a Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, that I recognize.
So here's the thing.
That's horrible.
Of the Metallica lineup, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's still Metallica, right. But it's not the best thing they've done. It's still Metallica. Right? So Jar Jar Binks is a part of Star Wars. It's not their proudest moment of Star Wars. You know, it's no Trench Run or blowing up the Death Star 2. Hell, it ain't even Slave Leia in a bikini. But it is, you know, it's still a piece of. I will take trash Metallica over Lil Nas at his peak powers. You know, like
okay, gotcha.
It's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still kind of good. It's pizza,
right? It's like sex. Right. Sex is like pizza.
Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of my thing. Was I just felt old because I realized Saint Anger came out that. Long ago.
I don't know, yeah.
And I went, this is not, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah. You know? No, try running around with the 20 something year old kids all day at work. That makes you feel old as shit. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. My daughter and my niece are dictating the culture to me now, and they're interpreting things. And after our basic, you know, how to speak basic white girl episode, that then have, you know, basic white girl slang. They've been teaching me so much more, and I realized I am genuinely two things came out of that. Number one, I realized how far away from the like there's a loop, right? And I am nowhere. I'm not in the loop. I'm not on the loop. I'm not even loop adjacent. I'm so far out of the loop. And number two, I don't care.
So it was like you were like, I'm not like that air quote cool dad, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm cool. Like the kids like that I'm into what I'm into, and occasionally they'll show me something, and you know, I'll get into it. There's some new bands out there. That bands are making a comeback, but hey, Goldfinger's got a new album out. I couldn't be happier.
Wait, who does
Goldfinger?
Goldfinger.
Yeah. Really? That was a few months ago.
And yeah. So did the Mighty Boston's.
Oh, that I can get behind.
Yeah. So
no, Boston's like a different.
Here's the other thing about Goldfinger. Hey, you know what their album sounds like? Goldfinger.
Really? Oh, fantastic. I was gonna say a little less angsty, but they were never really angsty. They were just they're definitely one of the good pop punk bands.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Metallica guy. Goldfinger here in your bedroom. You're welcome.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Or in the also
Superman
south of the border, aquí en tu cuarto. Wait, what is it? Aquí en tu cuarto.
Aquí en tu cuarto, yes.
Yeah.
That's wild. Okay. I am impressed.
Let's back this up. There is a long tradition of cultural appropriation by the three of us, especially, I should say by the two of us. So Matt and I have long had this thing where between Marco and our other buddy, Don Juan de Jorge, that we would...
El Capitan George
and his magical Nissan truck...
Oh, the gold with sparkles,
gold
yes. flake,
metallic
gold, flake, gold flake,
the raised
that had the THX, oh, yeah. the THX sound yes. on deck yeah. to play at a moment's yeah, like notice,
fucking like 20s, system.
And it sounded like 30, good.
There was like on 36s, I think it was. The thing was like raised. Uh-huh.
So we used to take popular dirty phrases and then, or song lyrics, or all kinds of things. And it started with the NoFX album, Punk and Drublic, when we heard there were outtakes of a character in cartoon voices saying, "Back to the kitchen, I smell something burning."
Back to the kitchen, I smell something burning. I remember that.
Now, right. It was a hidden track of all these outtakes. And then Marco busts out with, wait, here we go. Ready? Marco, I'll make you proud. Regresa a la cocina. Mi vuelo algo quemándose.
That's right. Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
That was 20 years ago. Bueno. Marco teaches. So we had this thing where something would happen. And I think one of the ones, and I wish I could remember it. It was so hard. Was I asked Marco to teach me how to say, I would eat the corn out of her shit just to get to her ass. And I know maíz was part of it.
Right. Yeah. Maíz. Yeah.
Come mierda.
No, come. Well, kind of two words. Yo me comería el maíz en la mierda solamente para llegar al culo.
That's what it was. See, it was hard. Yeah, but that was our game we used to play.
He so just taught me Marco taught me my TJ Spanish, which is when you're getting to know, so you go to an older gentleman and say, ¿Cuánto por tu hija?
Por favor, por favor.
Por favor, por favor, por favor, señor. ¿Cuánto por tu hija, por favor, señor?
Yes.
And also don't say that.
Metallica guy, if you're ever in TJ,
do not
say that. But you can say, te quiero bañar con mi lengua, which translates to, I want to bathe you with my tongue.
But don't say that to the old guy. Say that to a younger girl.
But not in front of the old
guy. I mean,
not in front. No,
you could say it to the old guy. We're not judging.
You could. Yeah, you could.
Mira, we here at the Locker Room Podcast accept everybody's decision to bathe whoever they want to with whatever body part. Okay. If you want to lick the old man clean with your lengua, by all means, do that, but do not kiss your mom afterwards, because that's just nasty.
And make sure you have consent. Remember, no still means no.
And remember, no in Spanish. Just no in Spanish is also no in English. So you're safe.
You're universal safe things there.
Oh my god! Hey, so when do you move, fucker?
So when, like I said, I go up. I hit the road this coming weekend. I'll be up there this coming weekend.
And you're driving up, because obviously you need to have a ride.
I'm going to take off this week. I'm going to do like a 2-day trek. Stay with our conspiracy correspondent for a night, and then do the long drive.
Hell yeah!
So nice. We'll post videos of me and our friend Scott running crazy on the beautiful Reno. And then I'm going to do the long drive up the rest of the way. And thank you to I don't have the name in front of me. I apologize. I think it was Cammy. I hope I didn't fuck that up. But one of our listeners is
in
Spokane. And she said, oh, you're going to love it up here. We're going to practically be neighbors. And I will tell you, I went to Spokane. And boys, it is fucking beautiful. It's like, did you know that there are places in this world where the water just flows past you for free? It's clean and clear and fresh water that just flows past you, and like, you know, you could just drink it and swim in it. It was weird, and nobody was like rationing it or anything. Nobody was concerned about
I paid $1.89 a bottle for Aquafina earlier today. You talking about this shit's fucking random.
This is free water you speak of, sir.
Hey, tell me about this free water.
No. Cortez and the lost city of Agua.
Apparently. Listen, fuck Bitcoin. You should have invested in water.
Yeah. So I've lived in the desert, I've lived at the beach, and I've been to the mountains. I've never lived in the mountains, but I've always wanted, that's where I always wanted to live.
Hey, so that shit sounded like the beginning of a fucking inspirational speech in front of a crowd. I lived by the beach. I lived in the desert. I've been to the mountain. I've climbed and I've been to the mountain. And
so now, or is it Morgan Freeman or Christopher Walken?
No, it's got to be Morgan Freeman.
Can we split it? Why not both? Why can't it be both?
I'll do it.
Wait a minute. Morgan Freeman as Christopher Walken.
He's such an ass.
Okay. Voice, but the cadence and the pitches of
I'll try.
Oh my God, this is gonna be amazing.
I think I'm gonna pee. Okay, go ahead.
Your father kept this watch up his ass all the way up until he died of dysentery.
God. I think Marco and I are both like literally had our hands over our mouths so we wouldn't just lose it.
Morgan Freeman in Pulp Fiction, ladies and gentlemen.
The way it should be casted.
Although it's probably better than it's probably better than Christopher Walken in Shawshank Redemption, because my good friend Andy Dufresne raped in the basement of Shawshank Prison by bull queers. It's horrible.
Oh my God.
Oh,
So anyway, Spokane
falling off. So that the area is perfect. My we dig it, you know. Fucking dude, you go up there and you're like walking around and then all of a sudden you look over and there's just like the giant bald eagle sitting there like on chilling, like, what's up? And you're like, aren't you endangered? He's like, not up here, fucker.
And he flies and then he calls
an American.
Yeah.
But he like looks, I'm gonna hit it for you. He goes, not up here, fucker. And he slowly pops his chest out, turns his head sideways to the right, and just puts his little wings at his hips. It's like American flag races behind him. Oh, and the, beautiful.
And as the eagle stares off into the sunset, another eagle just does the ah in the
background. Can you imagine the eagles walk off and give each other the fucking the high five from Top Gun, the double high five?
All the other birds do a slow clap.
So you're just left the, standing the build, there with the raging the build, heart on.
Just like, slow then.
But let's face it. I mean, we did pick. Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird. And thank God we okay, listened to whoever the hell
we listened why, to. And, though, obviously.
Well, yeah, because Benjamin Franklin didn't ever skip a meal as far as.
Because he looked like a fucking turkey. I'm just saying, I'm just shots fired.
But sorry, you know, we did pick the right bird. Bald eagles are fucking majestic as fuck. So, hey, you know what's making a comeback in California, though? The condor.
The California right? condor?
Yeah. So they've been having these breeding programs and they're paying off. And so the wolf breeding programs in Yosemite, or I'm sorry, in Yellowstone, and the California condor breeding programs in Utah are paying off. And now the condors that they're releasing into California are making their way back, like, they're seeing them migrate all the way to Utah and hatch. So they're doing what they were told. So now the California condor is spreading all the way into the state of Utah. But what's crazy is that wolves that they've seen in Yellowstone that they've re-released are now populating into northern, all the way down to northern Arizona and into central California. So the wolf populations are coming back just like the condor populations are coming back. So that's good.
So what you're telling me is death from above, and then we're gonna get stalked to death as soon as we're all weak from the fucking the COVID-19 vaccines that we're saying. So
no, what I'm telling you is that according to Fish and Game, there's some animals that need to be put back on the availability to kill list,
right?
To keep this balance going, and
time to cull the herd a little bit there, boy.
You yeah, know what? Exactly. You know, it'd be cool if they could bring back, but I think they're extinct if I remember correctly, and guys jump in if I'm wrong, but the California the black bear, right? The California,
no, we still, I think we still have black bears.
Yeah, I want
to, no, I think I'm gonna look it up right now, because I think they're gone. I think they're maybe they're all but extinct, meaning like they're very, very low numbers.
Well, I can tell you that I think grizzly bears were getting to protected or endangered levels, and it was the grizzly bear that in California, it was the California version of the grizzly bear that went
extinct. Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah, the California grizzly bear, which is the one that's the only flag, right?
Yeah, I believe
yeah.
so.
Yeah. No, it's which, just, yeah, okay. that's extinct.
The California yeah, grizzly no, that's the, extinct. Yeah, but check this out. Do you know what it was supposed to be on our flag?
A turkey.
No.
Wait, a quail? What's our fucking bird? Is it a quail? Oh, what's the
tough nope.
Is it a quail? No, what's the bird?
Nope. No, you're gonna call me a liar, but look this shit up. What was
supposed to be on the flag?
Okay,
hit me. Hair.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Like you pick it out of the fucking tree hair? Like a pear.
So have you ever heard of a Bartlett pear?
Yeah,
I've heard of a pair of assholes.
Well, you're looking at two of them right now. So there's a farmer in the early California Republic history named Jedediah Bartlett, who was a pear farmer.
Jedediah. That was a very popular name back in the day. There were lots of Jedediahs.
He probably had a neck beard. Listen, I was not playing that up. I don't think
Jedediah with the neck beard.
I don't think my beanerness lets me pronounce that name. I actually been trying
it. Try it again.
Jedediah. I'm not forcing.
No,
that
you know what?
That is happening.
No, I know. You don't have to string those vowels together or those consonants together.
Larissa does the same thing with January and February. She'll say January, like it's like she goes full blown fucking like Tropic Thunder full retard when she tries to say those two words.
Sorry, you should hear my wife try to say Vietnamese. My wife cannot say Vietnamese.
How does she say it?
She says Vietnamese.
Okay.
She goes, how do you say that? I'm all Vietnamese. And she goes, Vietnamese. I'm all, no, say it slower. Okay. And I'm all, I say Viet. She goes, Viet. And I say, nah. And she goes, nah. And I say, Mies. And she goes, Mies. And I say, Vietnamese. And she goes, Vietnamese.
The guys at work always get me to say the day of the week between Friday and Sunday.
Oh, yes. As long as I've known you, Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday. Always. Saturday. So anyway, Jedediah Bartlett was a pear farmer in California, a prominent businessman, and he told the gal who was making the prototype flag that he wanted it to be a giant pear on the flag.
Reason?
And she's all, I know, because he was a pear farmer.
Oh.
And she basically was like, did he say pear or bear? Must have been bear. He had to have said bear. So she's so the
bear. No fucking way. That's true.
Not even kidding. I looked it up. This is totally true story. I don't know what was the reason, if it was a miscommunication, but they have like a little note that is in some museum somewhere where he wrote down the description and it says pear, not bear. And he wanted it to be a fucking pear on the flag.
Which, no, wait, this, you know, begs
for
to
a
ask
state
the question-
that would become famous for its fruits.
Yeah. But who the fuck was this fucking pear farmer? I don't care how many pears you farm. How come he got to decide what the fucking flag
was? That's what I was saying. I'm like
who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is that guy? He was Jedediah Bartlett. He was one of the most rich and powerful men in California at the time, I guess. I don't know. He was the Ben Cartwright of California. I don't know.
Huh.
That Metallica guy. There was a show called Bonanza. You know, and we don't even know. I just love that he has become our vehicle for cluing in our younger audience into some of our dated, retarded jokes.
Yes.
So,
like my day at work almost every day.
Talking about day at work and random fucking shit. I was describing the Getty Center and the Getty Villa. To my coworker that I share a room with and a couple of clients that we were tattooing. I was trying to describe, like, you know, these people talking about like having money, like this new rap or so on and so forth. As soon as you get money, you go and you buy a fucking Bentley and you go and, you know, you buy all these fucking things. I'm all, man, you guys ever heard of the fucking the Getty Center or the Getty Villa? They're like, no, what is it? So I described what it was to them. Well, but more
you're talking about the original one, right?
The original, the Getty Villa, not the Getty Center, but
right,
the Villa.
The one in Malibu.
Right. So I was describing, you know, what I knew about, you know, the Getty Villa and the Getty, you know, Getty himself and so on and so forth. And I'm like, if you want to talk about a motherfucker who's like flossing money. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, listen, I don't give a fuck what kind of fucking rap game you got. And I don't care how many millions of albums you sold, how many followers you got. This motherfucker went from California to like Rome and said, that motherfucker statue there, that Picasso, ship that bitch up, take it home. You know, like, now you're talking about having money. You're talking about motherfuckers having grills and
total fuck you money.
You're talking about motherfuckers. And then here's the thing is, then build a fucking place so you can whip out your fucking money dick. You know, right. Say like, this is my glorious money penis. You guys can come, and I'm going to give you tours. I'm going to show you every fucking
3 hours north
about this motherfucker. Yeah.
And then 3 hours north, there's another guy doing the same, like, oh, you're gonna whip out your money dick on the California coast? And that's he right. built Hearst Castle.
The Hearst Castle.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker, he swung such a big stick, he actually flew to Europe post-World War II and would go up to these, like, chapels and fucking historical buildings that had been decimated and bombed, and he'd be like, well, everything's fucked except that piece of ceiling. So I'm going to take that piece of ceiling and here's some money to rebuild your shit. And he built the Hearst Castle of antique parts of European buildings, like churches
from all over.
Right. He was like, that window is pretty. Rip it out of the wall because a bomb destroyed the whole building. And I'm going to take it to California and put it in my mansion. That's you money.
I mean, and here's the thing is, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker got a mansion in Malibu. This motherfucker's like riding this car. He's got like 10, 12 cars. Does he have a landing strip for his fucking private airplanes on his fucking property?
Right.
That's fuck you money.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? William Randolph Hearst had giraffe.
Had giraffe. Had a fucking giraffe. Now Michael Jackson had a painting. I understand it, but he didn't have a fucking. A landing strip,
like an actual
plane air fucking port in the middle of his fucking property. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about fuck you money. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck you money is like, hey, do you remember?
He had a train that went around his property that he would take the kids on, but.
Wait, we're talking about Michael Jackson now, right?
He didn't have that kind of money.
No, right. Man, so you're talking about that's fuck you money. That's big ticket money. So that's a conversation I had to have somebody at work today. Talking about
And it's funny because I was thinking about I was trying to explain the area where I'm going to be living, because the area is only the panhandle is only about 50 miles wide at its widest point. So like, you turn one direction and then a half hour later you're in Washington State. You turn the other direction and a half hour later you're in Montana, you know. And so you try to explain to people the same thing you were trying to explain, Marco, to people in Texas, is how big is LA? Well, LA is so big that you spend all day driving through it, and when you're done, you're still in it. And that's not just because of traffic. I mean, it's partially because of traffic, but
yeah.
I tried to find it again, but somebody had put a picture together that I found on the internet a long, long time ago, and I saved it on an old phone, but whatever. And it's basically Los Angeles County and the Los Angeles metro area. So it's very important to know the actual Los Angeles metro area, right? And what they did is it said, these are for my friends that asked me to just come and pick me up from the airport. And it was Los Angeles metro. And then inside of it was actual like New York City, New Jersey as the whole fucking state. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, Maine, and all of them were there. They were there. They're inside within Los Angeles. And it wasn't like, here's this one in comparison. No. All those motherfuckers are stacked in there, right next to each other. And there's still fucking room left over in Los Angeles. So when friends are like, hey, I'm gonna have a layover for 4 hours in LA. You want to come pick me up for the airport so I can go somewhere? I'm like, what motherfucker's gonna take me 45 minutes to get you out of the fucking airport and 45 minutes to get you back? What if you want to go to McDonald's?
You can go to one of them weird strip bars that they have, like, as you're on final approach to get into the airport.
Oh, yeah. You're coming down, like, looking out the window. Did I just see some titties?
That's a gentleman's club. I think that's a gentleman's club. I'm a gentleman.
That's the thing. Like, you know, if you live in another state where it's not as bad and somebody says, will you pick me up from the airport? You're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Dude, you better be good friend to ask me to pick you up at the airport. You better be like,
a homie.
I better be willing to give you control of my child. Like, you know, like, I'm not picking just any, hey, I'm coming to town. You want to come pick me up in the airport? No, but
I'll drop you off at the flyaway.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, LAX is much better now though. Cause they're not ever since they did the whole, the Ubers and Lyfts can't go in the fucking circle. They have a whole nother parking lot area where you get shuttled to and from.
Oh yeah.
When you do that. So that was like a lot of the fucking traffic in there.
And they did, they did change something too, as far as picking up people from, if you guys have never been to LA, listeners have never been to Los Angeles, LAX, first of all, it's fucking massive and it's shaped like a horseshoe.
Yeah. It's the size of other cities.
It is. If you look up the square mileage of LAX, is the size of some other major cities. So you enter from one side and exit to the other side. What they did, guys, is that you can no longer, when you're picking up somebody in a car, you can't go to the inside lanes. Remember how inside lanes?
That's just the shuttles now. Split?
Yeah, that's just the shuttles. And now pickup is on the outside. So there's the congestion is gone. And I mean, obviously the numbers are down because of, you know, COVID and, you know, the restrictions as far as flights are concerned. But I mean, I just flew, as you guys know, and the listeners know, because I was just there. I got out of that motherfucker in like 20 minutes, like 15, 20 minutes. Yeah, I was pretty fucking impressed.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah, that was gnarly. Matt, do you have any travel plans coming up anytime soon?
No. Well, I think we're going to Austria, I think in like September, something like that.
You guys did not go for this holidays, right? You guys did not make it out for them. Correct. You usually go during Christmas, right?
She went to Austria for Christmas instead of going back to her parents in Sweden. And then I went out to Arizona for my family, but we're going to do a big, European wedding party out there in Austria. So all of her European family and friends are going to come in from, you know, Brussels and fucking Sweden and all that shit. Yeah.
Nice. By the way, LA, the city of Los Angeles, 503 square miles, city of Los Angeles, just LAX is almost 6 square miles.
Damn. That's a big one.
Square miles. That's pretty fucking big. I think the Austin airport is like, God, I'm trying to think. It's kind of weird because it has a lot of gates. I mean, well, nothing comparison to Los Angeles, but it has a good amount of gates, but it's fucking tiny. It's fucking small in comparison to.
So here's the other thing people understand. When you talk about Los Angeles, what are you talking about? The city? Are you talking about the county of Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area? Because if you're talking about the greater Los Angeles area, the square mileage is 4,753 square miles.
That's the whole county. That's LA County.
So, I mean, like I said, you can drive all day
and still fucking be in it.
That's 18.71 million people.
So, I mean, that's more than Canada. That's like half as much as Canada. just in LA County.
Poser.
Oh, yeah.
And they keep coming here because they all want to make it big. You're not going to make it big. Go back home.
Yeah, Poison literally wrote a whole song about it.
Yeah.
Somebody just asked me, like, oh man, I loved LA. We went to go visit. We're myself and a friend are planning to move there and, you know, go check it out and go live there for a while. You know, what do you recommend? Don't do it. I say, what? I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, you're young enough, you know, have an adventure, but I'm letting you know, like, yeah, if you think you're going to be over there and think it's going to be like fucking palm dreams and, you know, and palm bitches and champagnes falling from the ceilings and, yeah, that's not what you're going to find.
Well, a buddy of mine texted me. He's like, dude, you're moving out of California? And I'm like, yeah, I've been a Cali boy my whole life, but she betrayed me. She betrayed us all. And I mean, oh, wow. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Living in California is like being in an abusive relationship with a hot chick.
That's true.
Like, there's guys lined up to date her, so she doesn't really give a shit if you break up with her. So she doesn't have a vested interest in treating you right, because everybody wants to hook up with her. But routinely, you're the one working and making all the money, and you come home and she's not doing shit. And somebody she lets somebody in your apartment without papers. They're not paying rent. They eat up all your food, and you're going, "What the fuck am I doing supporting this asshole for?" And she's like, "You know what? I think you're being rude."
And you know, dude,
that's what living in California is like.
And she's always going to ask for more.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
No matter how much you give her, you know, how much money you freaking give, how much gifts, how many, and she's always going to be like, can I have more?
Yep.
I need the newest, latest, and greatest.
Yep. So when I come back to California, it will be under much different circumstances. It will be as fast as I can to hit Disneyland and wave at family and then get the fuck out.
So funny, because I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, when does Disney open?
Yeah.
When is my next trip out there to work?
Well, you gotta lie, and you gotta say you're a California resident if you want to get into Disneyland.
Guess who still has his California ID?
Well, you have to get a ticket online with a reservation for that day. And
guess who knows people that work there?
Well, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be interesting. I passed this amazing moment where, like, you get the bill for buying your house. You know, you get the total, and they tell you this is how much is due, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I know I have that ish. Right,
I don't want to give it to you.
And so I'm at that point where we cobbled it all together, we put it all in one account to get ready to pay that bill, and then I looked at it all, I'm like, oh, I really do have it. Okay, cool. Right? It's all in one spot, it's all real, and now I know that even if I come sliding into town on empty, right, I still will have paid for everything and it'll be fine.
Hey, I have a question for you before we sign off. For you guys. Who the fuck posted the video of the fucking Buddha shaved head chick with the hairy armpits and the glasses?
I sent that to you. I was just scrolling on the gram and it fucking some other fucked up friend of mine posted it. And I saw that and I was like, the fuck? And I turned the sound on and watched it. I was like, oh no. And it hurt my eyes, so I had to share it with you guys.
Oh, thank you. I understand. Misery loves company.
Yeah, I was gonna put it on the locker room page, but I didn't want to be. I just couldn't. Myself to.
Maybe we'll have to now that we've talked about it.
We may do
it on the story. I'll put it on the story. Yeah,
I was gonna say do the story, so it's only up for 24 hours. Because my response to that.
Oh, good.
She's like, the way you look at my armpit hair is tells me all I need to know. I'm like, you having that armpit hair and that shaved head like that tells me all I need to know.
Like, that's cool. You want to look like that and do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's not absolutely for everybody. And you can't get upset if I'm like, hey, I'm just not into that. Oh, why? Because I have armpit hair? Yeah, because I'm not into that. So go find somebody who is.
That's exactly the, like, freaking trans people saying, well, straight men need to, you know, get over themselves and start being attracted to trans women. Still a dude. No, I'm not attracted to you. It's cool.
No. Again,
you can't force someone to like you. You cannot force someone to like you. Someone's going to like you and someone's not going to like you. And you just have to be okay with that.
Hey, and remember, like and attracted to is two different things.
Right, yes. Right.
I like five people and pretty much every dog.
Here's the thing about liking. I don't really want people to like me. I don't. If people like me, then now I'm at this point where there's like pressure to like them back and to share my opinions with them. And I'm done. Like, I've got the people that are important in my life. If you're interested in applying for the position of new friend, the competition's tight. So have your shit together.
It's a close ass circle. Right.
I mean, for me, I hate people, but I love gatherings. So that's, you know, that's always a struggle.
Yes. Oh, good pull. Good pull. I'm the same. Like, I told my wife, I said, you're going to have to tell me if I'm being the grumpy cop from California after we move. Cause I want to open right now, I want to be able to, when I get up there, I want to be able to open my front door and say, hello, what can I do for you? As opposed to right now, when I'm in California mode and somebody knocks on the door, I go, who the fuck is that? I'm not expecting anybody.
Well, that'll about do it for us this evening, boys.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, because they decided to give me a softball on this one to just shoot the shit, because I my whole house, like, I could turn off the fake background and you would see my whole house is just boxes.
It's in disarray. Boxes.
Yeah, this is the only thing I left out was my laptop and my microphone to do this. I'm even sitting at the dining table that I'm about to sell because I'm like, I don't like it anyway. You know, like we just need a new dining table, honey. Let's just sell it.
Like, I like it, but not enough to move it.
Right, exactly. I don't like it enough to lift it on a truck and take it off the truck one more time.
In my case, my wife had to come ahead of me. So she got her job offer to start right away. And let me tell you that I had to make some last minute decisions with her not there. I failed.
You chose poorly.
I'm still hearing about that now. So like, it would be nice if we had this still. I'm like, yes, it would.
Yeah,
yes, it would.
But we don't. That's when you guys say, look at Mira, my love. We need to talk about detachment. They're not holding on to things.
I told my wife, I said, if I hand you something and I ask you to tell me what are we doing with it? My question is very simply, bequeath it to your grandchildren or throw it the fuck out. Those are your two options.
Yeah.
Is it going to come with us to be passed on?
Right. Or... will you be really upset if your grandkids don't receive this someday as an heirloom? No, I won't. Okay, then we're throwing it the fuck out.
Yep. Done.
Oh yeah. Anyway.
All right,
boys. So on that note, we're gonna try and make sure we get one in. I'll be back up. I'll be up there by the time we do this next episode. So I'll try and figure out what day it works. But doggies, it's gonna be, like I said on War Stories, it's gonna be up and down. For the next couple of weeks, a little touch and go, but we'll try not to drop you guys. And I will be reporting from Free America next time I see you.
All right. I will be the correspondent that is still behind enemy lines.
The chair is on the wall.
Oh, you beat
me. The chair is on the wall.
John has a long mustache. Long
mustache.
John has a long mustache.
Oh shit. Well,
we're gonna have to start tracking your days in captivity.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Man. Avenge me, boys. Avenge me.
Hey, and you know what's playing right fucking now? Is that new Goldfinger song.
There it is.
Oh, fantastic. There it is. Metallica guy. Original Red Dawn. Original Red Dawn, not the remake. Not the remake. Well, the remake was all right, but original Red Dawn.
Yeah. But hey, keep sending your stories. Keep you angry older millennials reaching out. I responded to pretty much everybody that I got my hands on, and probably rope a couple of them in for a little session and let them air their grievances.
And if you guys are interested in coming on and air your
the airing of the grievances,
we may choose you to come join us in the locker room and talk. Ooh, some
you know what we could do is, if you want to be on the locker room and air your grievances, and if you're an Uncle Kyle, because
we're going to hell.
If you want to air your grievances against your own generation, leave us a voicemail. Leave us like your best rant against.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You have to fire off that phone number, because
okay, I'm gonna
Marco knows 626.
626-692-5122. He called you out. Anyway, 626-692-5122. You can just call and leave like a voicemail ranting, and we will go from there, and maybe we'll play some of them on the air, the best ones on the air, and then we'll pick the best millennial or two to join us to air the grievances.
Yes. But a word of advice
will be yours.
Don't blow your load entirely on the voicemail. You're going to have to leave something left in the tank for if we pick you. So
yeah, be good. Don't put it all in the trailer.
Don't put it all in the trailer. Yeah.
Don't put all the jokes in the trailer.
Because we will hang up on your ass. If you start spewing at the exact same shit, the exact same way,
be like,
and you go, end and you go silent. You. Yeah. We're going to go, thank you for your time. Click.
What if it's up? It'd be like, thanks. You know what? We're going to circle back to you.
Yeah. It'd be like, dude, their screens froze at the same time.
That's weird. Wow. Fucking shitty internet. Damn Newsom.